Why is Toad invited to every Mario party? Because he's a fun guy.
Oh, that's actually pretty funny.
That's hilarious. Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Andrew Dupe, and you'll find from the girly laughter that Simon has transformed into a female.
Yeah, this is the best decision I have ever made.
But no, really. Simon is working, so I am joined today by
Rachel Wolfenberg! Yay!
Yay.
I don't often get to say my full name, so that's always fun.
No. It was a pretty dead week in news. Not a
Yeah.
lot went on.
Literally nothing. I've been so bored all
Yeah.
week.
We're just gonna sit here and talk back and forth about the sky,
Man, the
flowers.
sky. I wish I knew about that because I'm in the basement. I can't even see the sky from down here.
You know why the sky is blue?
Because it is.
Yeah,
Come
I'll
on.
take that.
Come on. You want to show me your facts? Give me your facts.
Thought I had a fact, but I don't trust it anymore.
Okay. Well, it's better that you kind of doubt it, I guess.
I would say I could fix it in post if I said something, but I don't know how to fix it in post. So
Simon's not here. Don't know what to do.
I need an adult.
Oh no, we are adults. Now what do we do?
If this episode doesn't have a theme song or an outro song, not my fault.
I'm sure Simon will hear it and he'll be like, "Wait a minute." And he'll fix it for you and then you can re-upload it and it'll be fine.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Should we actually start? Because we got a list of things. Because things actually
Yeah.
did happen this week.
All right, so let's blow through movies. Movies. New talk about Pixar's next movie, Inside Out. All right,
Yay.
check.
It's a movie about feelings, and it's probably going to be funny because it's Pixar. And
Love Pixar.
yeah.
And in other news, Ant-Man finally has a stable director. We hope. It
Maybe.
might stay for this time.
For real this time.
For real. His name is Peyton Reed. Yes Man and Bring It On is what he's credited for.
I've seen Yes Man. I've not seen Bring It On.
I have seen both. Take that.
All right, I am taking it. Where am I taking this?
Don't know.
Okay.
You get to put it
TV?
there. TV, The Lion Guard. I didn't read this part of the show notes. Did you put this
Okay.
in here?
I did this. So apparently, Disney has decided that they aren't going to let The Lion King die out. They need more money from it. So they're making a new cartoon called The Lion Guard, which is going to be for Disney Junior. It is a spin-off of The Lion King. It stars his Simba's second cub. And it's for young children. It's going to teach them a variety of lessons. Apparently, a lot of people are pissed off because it's screwing up the Lion King lore. Because in the, Lion King 1.5 and Lion King 2, I don't think Simba had a second son or even had a second child or whatever. So they're messing with a lot of things. They're like going back in and they're like, we're just going to put this red in here because we need a TV show.
Yeah, well, yeah, no.
It's Disney. Let them do what they want.
Yeah, it's their canon. They can George Lucas it if they want.
Which they're going to, because, Disney.
Yeah.
Next part's the best part.
Magic School Bus.
Yeah! So
Pretty sweet.
excited. It's not meant for my age range, but I'm so excited.
I'm so excited too. I'll watch it. I don't care.
Not gonna lie. Okay, let's explain this first. Netflix is remaking The Magic School Bus, but in a computer animated version. I guess all new stories, or are they remaking the story same stories?
I don't care. I'll watch both of them. Bring it on.
Yeah.
I
I
think
just
they'll
were
probably make it more relevant.
probably.
I mean, like, Pluto was still a planet when we
Oh.
watched Magic School Bus.
Yeah. But still, most of it is still solid information.
Yeah.
I just think
I hope so.
probably Oh, I'm sure at some point in there, there's like a giant cell phone or something. Oh, and kids these days will be like, what is this?
What is this thing? A cassette?
What is a cassette?
Cassette.
Oh, it hurts because it's true.
Carlos.
That was you. Because I didn't type it.
All right, the next point. Legend of Korra, Book 3 is done. There is no release date yet, but there is a trailer.
Yep.
And Link in the show notes.
Yeah. It looks pretty good. I was watching it today, and my favorite character is in it. I am so excited.
Spoilers.
It's in the trailer. It doesn't count. Sue goes back.
You're spoiling the trailer.
I don't even care. If you don't actually, like, if you're not a fan of Zuko, like I am, you probably watch it and not even notice he's there because he's there for like half a second.
What a kitty avatar! Yeah. My daddy doesn't love me. Got a scar on my face.
Stop! I love that character. Where? Anyways, Book 3 of Korra. Yay! Next part's yours. I didn't even know there was a Daredevil series.
Oh, yeah. It's a Netflix original Daredevil series. Vincent D'Onofrio. Vincent D'Onofrio. From Law & Order Criminal Intent. Has been cast as the Kingpin in Marvel's Daredevil series.
I love listening to you pronounce names. It's always so entertaining.
How would you pronounce the D'Onofrio?
D'Onofrio?
Wow, that's way better. Okay. The guy's awesome. You're probably more right than I am. The guy's awesome. And I could totally see him being cast as Kingpin. If you don't know what he looks like, just Google it.
I'm going to, because I don't actually know what he looks like. Well, it doesn't really matter. I'm not super into Daredevil, so I don't even know what the Kingpin is supposed to be.
An awesome Marvel villain. He's like Spider-Man villain and Daredevil villain. He's just like this giant, usually bald white guy. He's like huge, and he just runs things, but he also can kick the crap out of everyone.
Well, that's good. I don't know. Netflix is just going all over the place. They're getting the Magic School Bus. They got Daredevil. They're just going to take over.
I'll subscribe to them.
One day I'll have Netflix. One day.
But that is not this day.
Nope. It is most certainly not this day.
All right, powering right ahead to games. This is the bulk meat deliciousness of the show.
This is the cheeseburger of the show.
Yeah, it's the cheeseburger. The rest was just the garnish.
It was the lettuce and tomato that you pick off your burger.
Yeah, they pick up the burger, sit to the side. That's what the rest of this podcast is. Unwanted bits. So E3 happened.
It's technically still happening.
Well, the important parts happened.
Yeah, but most of it's wrapped up.
Yeah. Everyone who's supposed to have their conference had their conference, and that was just demos and press interviews and things that I'm not at.
Yep. There's only one demo that I had to be at, and I wasn't there. Not like I could afford to. It's like what, $800, $900 to go to this thing?
$1 million.
Might as well be. It's more than I have to spend on going somewhere.
Or anything.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll just cry about it and wait for the games to come out.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. Before we get into this, I wanted to add a disclaimer. We are completely biased and will pick favorites and squeak endlessly about games that we are excited for.
I approve of this message because, oh god, am I so biased against some of these games.
We are 100% objective.
Do I like it? It's the best game ever.
Exactly. So, we'll start with our top five picks from the E3 conference. Rachel, you're up.
All right. I'm going to count down from number five. Number five is Dying Light. I've been interested in it for about a year now, but seeing new demo stuff, it looks so cool. For those who don't know, it's a zombie parkour game. Zombies are getting overdone, but this parkour business looks really cool.
Can zombies be overdone?
I don't know, but these zombies can parkour with you, apparently. They can climb and run as fast as you can.
I thought you would just like hop on the roofs and be like, ha 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 ha.
I don't know if that was always intended, but the demo I saw today, the interviewer was like, so, like, can they climb? And the guy who's making the game was like, oh, yeah, they can. And he, like, turned over and he's like, look, that one's climbing up the piping to get to us. And I'm like, oh no.
Because the first demo, he was, like, on the rooftops and he was, like, looking down at them, like, yeah, look, you zombies. I was like, that I could deal with. That's cool, and you know, eventually you have to run across the ground to get to the next one. But I don't like that they can come after me.
I don't mind that they can climb, but the fact that they can run and climb as fast as I can panics me a little bit.
Yeah.
My god, it's terrifying. Anyways, number four. The new Zelda game that doesn't even have a name. It's just open world and amazing, and I have to have it.
It also has speculation about whether or not Link is actually the main character.
I honestly thought that, I was like, that's Link, but Link's looking an awfully bit girly today.
Yeah, he's always looked girly.
More so than usual. But I don't know. They might just be trolling us and saying, we didn't say it was Link.
Yeah, I think it is Link, and it's just overly stylized.
I think so, too. I think the open world shot they showed was absolutely gorgeous. And, yeah. Oh, it was so great.
It looks purdy.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Number three, Borderlands the pre-sequel, because I can't get enough of Borderlands ever.
And Handsome Jack.
Oh my god. He was my 2013 villain of the year.
Like he was most people's.
I would hope so. He is an excellent villain, and I like that they were like, we should make another game with him. Pre-sequel, guys? Guys? Anybody? Yes, let's do this.
Where Claptrap is a playable character.
That amuses me so
much.
I'm
wearing a Claptrap shirt right now.
Excellent. The trailer looked really great. It was everything that a Borderlands humor trailer should have. They had a gun spinning and it's like, that's all Argyle in, shit. And I'm like, oh. Yes. I love it. So number two, Sims 4. Oh my god, girl moment. Yay!
What? That's sexist.
It apparently is, but that's what Sims 4 is considered, or Sims in general is considered as a girl game. But anyway,
sexist. I've had enough of your
Jesus
sexism.
Stop. Okay, let me take it back then. Sims 4. Oh my god, simulation of my real life that I don't actually have. Ta-da! Woo! Oh, so excited. After like almost a year of basically EA being complete, we suddenly
got cut out there.
Oh no!
What is EA?
EA had almost a year's worth of radio silence on The Sims 4. They kept saying, "Just give us a few more months, and we'll tell you something." Just give us a few more months, and we'll tell you something. And then eventually, everybody just started saying, wow, it's probably going to get pushed back. It's not coming out this year. And like 2-3 weeks ago, we started getting a huge influx of information. And then at E3, so much information.
It took a giant information dump on all of us.
Sure. Yeah, that's a real awful thought right there. Yeah, Sims 4 is looking pretty good. The base game is already looking much better than The Sims 3's base game.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a lot more items, a lot more variety of items, returning to The Sims humor and oddities, like having a rocket ship and whatnot. And I like the stylized look of it. A lot of people are upset with it, saying it doesn't look right, but I find a lot of people want The Sims 4 to look like it's on the Frostbite engine.
Yeah.
That's never, ever going to happen, because that will get to the point where it is too creepy and I will be out.
Yeah. I really like the new Create a Sim, the new Create a Lot.
Yeah, those new build tools and whatnot look really great.
I might actually use the build tools for the buildings.
There's also going to be more being able to place more rooms and push and pull things a lot easier, apparently.
Which is exciting.
Yeah, less time fiddling with it, more time blowing stuff up, right, Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure you can blow stuff
Nobody
up.
got time for building.
I do. Continuing on, my number one game of E3, and probably for the rest of my life, Dragon Age Inquisition. Bum, bum, bum. Yeah, I am beside myself with needing this game. I'm so excited. Every time there's like a little bit of information, I tell like every person within me, and within the area around me. Yep,
You
fumbling over
walk
my
door to
words.
door with pamphlets. Excuse me, have you heard of Dragon Age Inquisition, our
Excuse me, do
savior?
you have time to talk about our Lord Savior, the Maker, and this new game, Dragon Age Inquisition? Oh my
Andraste's tits.
God. Oh, yeah, this game. This game. I am so excited. A lot of returning characters are coming back. A lot of new characters look really great. It's running on the Frostbite 3 engine. Hello?
So it's gonna look like the most sexy.
Also, it was confirmed during an interview at E3 that if you were to do just the base game, it's going to take you about 50 hours or so. Like, just the story.
There goes my life.
Yep. I don't even know what I'm going to do. And I've got three playthroughs started already, or in my head. Three Inquisitors that I want to create. I'm so excited. And a quick honorable mention to Lara Croft, Rise of the Tomb Raider. I believe that's what it's called. I love the Tomb Raider remake.
I love the whole series. I've played almost all of them.
I played a number of them like a long, long time ago, and then I stopped playing, and then I came back in for this remake, and it was really, really good, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Except dying over and over again in the most excruciating ways. I
Oh.
watched Laura get impaled in the face with a pipe probably about 16 times in a row.
Yeah.
Yeah, nope, I didn't like that part, but I'm really excited for the new game. Your turn!
My turn. So my top five picks, counting down because all the cool kids are doing it. Number five, Sims 4. I'm manly excited about this.
So
This manly
manly.
game. Shut up.
I'm sorry, I'm just saying what everybody considers the Sims 4 to be.
You
I don't
can
know.
take your society opinions and shove it.
I know that's what you do. You shove everybody's opinions away. You're like, nah, I like it, and that's it.
Exactly. And then number four, Smash Brothers. This game, if you haven't been able to tell from the podcast earlier, and the podcast before it, and the podcast before it, this is like my jam.
Surprise is only number four, then.
Well,
Some things happened this week that booted it out of the top
No.
spot.
The issue I have with it is I have to get the new Wii U system later, and it's coming out on the 3DS, and I'm pretty excited for that, but the controls are gonna be iffy, I know for sure.
It's also not as fun as the whole Wii system being able to play with your four friends right there, getting
Yeah.
angry at each other.
I mean, you can still play right there with four friends.
It's not the same.
But yeah, it is different when you're playing like all in one system. It's nice that they've got like the controller port for the Wii U, so you can still use your GameCube controller. Super excited for that, but still gotta buy a Wii U first. So I'm gonna sort of temper my excitement because Wii U's cost money.
Yes, it does. But I bet, like, by the time Smash Brothers comes out, I bet the Wii U will have a price drop, so
Hoping
I
it has a
don't
bundle. I mean, even if it doesn't have a bundle, I'll bundle it myself.
Maybe they'll have some fancy shiny red and blue Wii U just for you for Smash Brothers.
That'd be amazing. I'd buy it.
Yeah, of course you will. You're going to buy it anyways.
Yeah, that's true. All right, and then my next pick, number 3, is Dragon Age Inquisition.
100 out of 10 would bang. I mean, play.
Or both. Same time.
No. Just would play forever.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this game because I've got like the whole legacy of Stans, Stan the Dwarf, and Stan the other guy. Stan the Human. Yeah. Stan the Dwarf and Stan the Human. The fun never ends. Adventure.
It's Dragon Time!
Dragon Time! With Stan the Inquisitor! And it's gonna be great.
Stan, Stan, and Stan.
Stan, Stan, and Stan. Stan's gonna meet Stan and talk to Stan about the other Stan.
I hope that they do actually let you meet or talk to in some form the Warden and the Hawk from previous games. I don't know how they'll do it. It's some hopeful pipe dream of mine. Yeah. But whatever. They're giving me this game. I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, I'm so excited. But as excited as I am, that's only game number 3. Number 2, Halo 5 Guardians. Still not much known about this game at all. There's been like one cinematic trailer and one multiplayer teaser for the beta, multiplayer beta that's coming out in December, which I'm all for.
Halo.
But it's Halo. And they're putting all these resources into this. They've like reworked everything and they're giving her for this game. The multiplayer demo or beta is coming out like almost a year before they're probably going to ship, which means that they're going to really take the feedback, I'd assume.
You'd hope.
From this beta.
And not just have the illusion.
Yeah.
Like, if we give them the beta for the multiplayer, maybe they'll think we're listening to them.
Yeah.
Oh, best plan ever.
Exactly. And then my number one pick is Halo Master Chief Collection, which is Halos 1 through 4, all remastered, multiplayer servers up and running. You can matchmaking in Halo 1 for the first time, and you can do matchmaking in Halo 2 for the first time in years.
Not to mention all the DLC comes with it.
Yeah, all the DLCs come with it. Original maps are back. Each game uses their original engine as created, so physics and glitches are all intact.
Did we know about this before E3? Was this something hinted towards, or was this a complete, like...
This was a leak, and it wasn't really clear about what it was going to be, if it was just a remastered Halo 2, or if it was, like, a collection of all of them, which it turned out to be. But it was pretty heavily hinted with the leak that it was Halo 2.
Okay, so it wasn't a complete surprise, but you didn't completely know what it was.
No, or it was never confirmed. It was just like, this is happening. It was a pretty strong rumor. And the E3 demo stuff was all pretty much centered around Halo 2, which is awesome. When they first started showing the remastered cinematic from the beginning of Halo 2, it's Master Chief and he's dragging that giant bomb behind him. I knew it right away what this was, and I freaked right out.
We were watching the Microsoft conference, and it started. I was like, I haven't played Halo, but I know this is Halo. And I know this is 2. What happened?
It's so pretty. And then when you're playing the game, you can toggle back and forth between original and non-original graphics. Redone, remastered.
The fact that they're giving you both the original and remastered is absolutely amazing.
And it's all on one disc.
And they're charging you $60 for it, but you're getting quite the deal. If, say, you didn't have some of the original ones anymore, maybe they're broken, maybe you don't have the original consoles anymore.
And the fact is, you can play it online. Like, matchmaking Halo 2 is like my favorite gaming experience of life, basically.
Life. All of life.
So I will do this. 100%. All of these five games, I have pre-ordered already.
Oh, man. That's amazing.
Yeah. A little disgusting. Best Buy had a good deal where you pre-ordered three games and got 30% off each of them.
Which is pretty amazing if I didn't want digital versions of the games I want.
I say $55 across all of them.
That's a really good deal. That's almost a full game. It's like a buy three, get one free game purchase right there. Did you get all five?
Yeah.
Oh, so, okay, buy five, get one free. It doesn't sound so great anymore.
Well, no, I only saved the 55 across the three of them, because I ordered three of them at once. I ordered Halo 5 last year, and I added the Master Chief Collection to an order that my brother made.
You pre-ordered Halo 5 last year. We know nothing still now, and you pre-ordered it last year?
Yo, saw Master Chief's face.
You saw Master Chief's face, basically shat your pants, and said, take my money.
Yep.
Oh my goodness.
I did. But what's cool is this was before the Xbox One even came out. So the console prices are the same as the old console prices. So I got it at a discount, and it was at $59 to start. So I saved even more money.
Still, just seems like I like to pre-order games, especially games that I really want, but to pre-order over a year in advance without knowing anything seems a little odd.
No, I don't like it.
All right. You know what? You do that. You have your own happy dance party.
My honorable mention is Star Wars Battlefront. The only reason this didn't get a spot in my list is because they only showed a pretty stormtrooper and the developers go into a bunch of locations.
They basically showed some scenery.
Yeah. They're only like one in-game footage, and none of it was like actual gameplay or even a cinematic trailer. There was nothing.
It's kind of like BioWare's announcement of the next Mass Effect. They had a couple concept arts, one really shiny new-looking protagonist, and then that was it. And everybody flipped their shit.
We'll talk about more of that in a second. We're going to briefly touch on a little bit of each conference and what we thought of as general, starting with Microsoft, because they were up first. Microsoft was awesome. Huge turnaround from last year. It was like game, 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 game. There was a lot of cross-platform games happening. They opened up with Call of Duty, of course.
Yeah. Should have bet money on that one.
Yeah. And it was just like non-stop games. They didn't even mention anything about hardware. They didn't mention anything about the Kinect, any apps. It was just games start to finish. They didn't even mention that their new console without Kinect came out. Nothing.
Yeah. It was
games.
It was really good. I was really impressed that there were so many games, and when they started and the guy said, look, we're just gonna show you games today. That's it. I just thought to myself, yes, that is all I care about. I don't care that your console doesn't have the Kinect anymore and has a price drop. I don't care that you have an app. I don't care about the Kinect. Show me what you're gonna be making or going to be able to play. That's all I want.
And also, to their credit, it was a lot of games, a lot of good games, and like they said, like two-thirds of their conference there are all going to be available by the holidays.
Which is the best, because showing a bunch of games that we can't even have until next year is not always good.
Yeah. Which, I guess we'll just... also, they featured a whole bunch of indie games, and the one... Well, this was also good because they took a lot of heat for their mixed messaging earlier and indie developers and blah, blah, blah. But they got a lot of really good indie games coming up, like Cuphead.
Oh, yeah. That looked crazy.
It's like a video game, but like an old-timey Disney cartoon style. Like, it's exactly that look. And it looks so good. I would play it just for that.
Yeah, at that point I was a little overwhelmed by the fact that they were showing so many indie games just like bam, 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 and I'm like, holy jeez.
Yeah, because before that I hadn't heard anything about indie games on the one, really.
Yeah, not at all.
But there was lots. Yeah. But anyway, we'll go to EA, just get it out of the way. This was the worst press conference I have ever seen at E3.
I completely agree. I saw Dragon Age. They didn't show me enough, but that's because I'm biased. They showed some Sims, still not enough, and then they had just sports games out the butt. I'm like, jeez, stop! I don't even care that it's FIFA 16 this year, or FIFA 15 this year. I just don't care.
And they showed, like, this one game. They're like, we're working on a new IP. Doesn't have a name yet, but we wanted to show you something. And there was, like, helicopters and dirt bikes and ATVs and...
It's an extreme sports game where you can go skydiving and whatnot. And that's, okay, that's semi-different, but...
But they didn't show anything, really. They just showed, like, developers getting into things, developers doing this. They're like, we put developers in situations.
Yeah, that was it. We should have known, though, that EA wasn't going to have a good conference this year because they're at their financial report quarterly, they had a list of games that were coming out this year, and it was sports game, Sims, sports game, Dragon Age Inquisition, sports game, sports game, sports game, sports game. That was it. That's all they're doing, apparently.
And the Battlefront, like we said earlier, was just like nothing. They showed some of the Battlefield Hardline, which is like the new Cops and Robbers Battlefield.
Also don't care for Battlefield.
Which is weird. I'm not really a huge fan of this thing. It was also leaked pretty big earlier, so a lot of the information's already out. I do give them credit for launching the beta the same day.
That second.
Yeah.
They opened up a bunch of stuff, and they're like, you can download it now, mic drop. Well, all right. I could. It's going to not work for 3 days, but, you know, I could.
But the rest of it, that was the crappiest ever.
Yeah, I didn't like it that much.
All right, Sony's.
Didn't even watch it.
Yeah. I actually didn't get to see all of it either. I got to watch some of the highlights, like... The Order 1886, which is one of the Sony exclusives that I'm really looking forward to.
I've heard some about it. I've not heard too much yet.
It just looks awesome.
Set in a good time period, though, for games. Those are, like, time period games, I find, are always fun.
Yeah. They also had a really good indie developer lineup.
At least the indie developers are getting out there more, like Sony and Microsoft are both saying, look at all these indie games, and just like raining it down on everybody, and indie game developers are having this chance now to make the games that they want to make.
Yeah, and the indie games actually, they are really good. A lot of them are very stylistic, you know? Like, they've all got their own style. They're more artistic than just gameplay.
Yeah.
Which I like. So, like, the Cuphead, or Journey, or, I don't know, I can't think of anything else. Limbo.
Well, from the makers of Limbo, they came out with a new game this year. Looks like Limbo in the future, and a slightly different angle.
Yeah, it's kind of 3D-ish.
Yeah. Those games always kind of, it's a little unsettling when it's children.
Yeah.
It's just like playing a video game and you're an adult and you run them into a dangerous situation. It's like, okay, whatever. But when you're a child, you're running a child through this dangerous situation. You're like, no, it's okay. Just feel like this like immediate regret of sending this child off a cliff and there's like spiders coming out of something. I just, no. Nope.
Yeah, kind of like the whole Lara Croft thing. Like, she's just like a young girl and you accidentally sent her off a cliff and her neck snaps and gets impaled.
Yeah. Rock falls on her. Rock falls, Laura dies.
Yeah, that one's the worst.
I see. I thought that one was the worst until you're going down the rushing water rapids.
And then she gets impaled.
That, yeah, because I saw that one so many times.
Through
underneath her jaw, yeah.
Anyway, Nintendo.
Best conference ever.
Yeah, this was a huge turnaround because I don't remember the last time Nintendo had a good conference.
That beginning, though, I was not prepared. Like, I literally, as it started, sat down with my lunch, and I looked up at my screen, and, like, this robot chicken thing is happening, and I just didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to do.
Yeah. Reggie just, like, sets a guy on the audience on fire.
He's like, not my problem.
Not my problem. And then later on in the next like scene, he uses his Reggie eye lasers on the same guy.
I like the part with Link, though, when they said, like, oh, there's no Mario game this year. Mario storms off, and then Link was like, it's my time to shine. And then, like, little Wind Waker Link shows up, and the more serious one is like, they told me you weren't going to be here this year.
Yeah. That's so good.
Yes, it was excellent. And then the whole fight between him and
Sakurai?
Yeah, it's Miyamoto, isn't it?
I don't know. Sakurai Miyamoto?
The Smash Brothers opening they had, where they were fighting.
Where Reggie fought Miyamoto Sakurai.
Yes.
Sakurai Miyamoto.
That, I also didn't know what to do, because they were doing flips, and they were doing weird jumps, and they were like smiling at each other, and I was like, what's going on?
It was the best opening ever.
It was so great.
Yeah. I haven't been excited about Nintendo. And like they had actually good games. The open world Zelda, the Hyrule Warriors, the Smash Brothers.
Captain Toad.
Splatoon looks
amazing.
I would play that. That looks fun. Like, I would play this. I'm interested.
I kind of do want to know how high they had to be to think, we should make a game where you're paintballing, but when you go into the paint, you become a squid.
I don't think it's high. I think it's just Japan.
Maybe that's true. It is Japan. Okay, never mind. I take it back. Japan.
And that whole Bayonetta thing, I'm not a fan, but it...
Oh, the fact that they had all those costumes when you get... That was excellent.
That was excellent. No, it was a good. It was better than EA's.
The opening scene was better than all of EA's conference.
Well, the whole Battlefront thing was pretty.
It was pretty, but you didn't... You don't get a date. You don't even have any gameplay. You have nothing. The game will come out
next year.
I don't like EA doing that. They've ruined a number of games where they're like, we have hardly nothing now, but you can have it in about 10 months. Don't worry. And it's just like, hey, what are you doing to these poor people who have to build this game?
Yeah. Next up, Ubisoft.
Also didn't see it either.
They did some more Division stuff. Oh, that was the other thing. In the Microsoft thing, the Division demo, when they showed this last year, and they do that, like, pre-scripted
playing the game.
It's like, I have never even come close to playing a multiplayer game like that.
Honestly, no. It sounds so unnatural. Like, when we play multiplayer games, it's us yelling, friends, and
friends.
Shooting each other. And
dumb. Who watched Game of Thrones?
Ah, spoilers, I haven't watched it yet.
God damn it.
Which is true, I haven't watched it yet, so please don't spoil the last episode.
And then, like, one guy going, still, BRB and eat Cheetos.
Yeah. Only in our case, it's usually Pop-Tarts.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seems, it was so awkward. Just so awkward.
But it still looks like a good game.
Yeah, it looks cool. They had this awkward barrier standing around dancing in front of the screen while I'm trying to watch this demo.
And in the Ubisoft conference, they showed the cinematic trailer to go along with this. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Oh, it is amazing. It's one of the best cinematic trailers I've ever seen. It hits you right in the feels, man.
Really?
Yeah.
I might have to look it up then.
Link in the show notes. Pew, 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 pew.
Yeah, definitely. We should put some of the best trailers in the show notes.
Sure.
Like Inquisition.
They also had more Assassin's Creed in there.
Assassin's Creed! It looks like I've not played Assassin's Creed games, but I know information about them and whatnot, and I know that the last one was really good. But this one, it looks like I actually want to play it.
Yeah. And especially since it's got co-op.
That looks like fun. And you know what we would do? We would honestly kill each other, because that's how we roll.
Yeah. So in this game, you've got 4-player co-op. You're all playing the point of view of the main character, whose name is probably something French. It takes place at the French Revolution.
Which is a very interesting time period, I think. And it just, it looks good.
It looks awesome. You can't play as a female.
Did you hear more information about this? I have it opened up in my internets.
I did. I found out why you can't play as a female.
Did you hear what the animation director for Assassin's Creed 3 had to say about that?
No.
He responded to... So the information was that the creative director for Assassin's Creed Unity said that a female assassin would take up too many resources.
Because
it's double the animation, it's double the voices, it's just a whole bunch of stuff that they don't have the extra money to do.
Yeah.
The animation director... The guy also said that it would take a ton of animations to remake completely from scratch. The animation director of Assassin's Creed 3 tweeted out publicly that it would take maybe a day or two of work to get a female assassin going. Not the 8,000 animations that the creative director for Assassin's Creed Unity is claiming.
Yeah, so that was another thing, is I think they misspoke. Like, the first thing that they put out wasn't really what they should have said. Because the real reason is that this is all from the main character's perspective, who is still a guy. So you're playing as the main character. Each of you sees the game as if you were Frenchy McFrenchman.
French assassin.
So since they didn't start the game with that you couldn't select.
See, I think they should have just rolled with it, saying that you are an assassin in a guild of assassins, and sometimes you call upon your assassin friends to come help you. Because if they did that, then they could have easily had a female assassin.
Yeah.
Because having 4 people running around being like, I'm the main character, seems really odd.
But it's only from your perspective. From your perspective, it's you as the main character, and then those 3 guys are the people joining you.
Yeah. So you just have 4 of us, like 4 of our friends running around going, I'm the main character. What are you talking about? I'm the main character. Just because that'll be the running joke now.
Yeah, well, that's only if you think about it.
Yeah, and I am thinking about it. Doesn't matter, though. It still looks... Oh, it does matter. I would have liked to have seen a lady assassin.
Yeah, probably in the next game, though.
This is the 5th game?
It's been on the roadmap for a while.
This is the 5th game now?
I don't know.
Well, it was 1, 2, 3.
Track of their numbers. It's like 1, 2, 3. There's Brotherhood.
Black Flag.
Black Flag.
And so this is 6.
Liberty 1. Liberation.
Oh. So this is 7?
Maybe.
So it's 6 or 7.
Okay. Maybe 8.
This is... Let's say it's Assassin's Creed 6 or 7, right? So how long ago did they say, it's been on the roadmap for a female assassin? Seems like a long time. But they pump these games out every year. So next E3 will probably have one that has a lot of female characters in it.
Yeah.
And they'll be like, look, we can have female characters too.
So that's it for like each conference. Now games we might have missed are Sunset Overdrive. This is
Looks ridiculous and amazing.
yeah, it looks really fun. It had a really cheeky breaking the third wall trailer in Microsoft's conference where it started off saying like guy burst in the door in the middle of a firefight, the guy's covered behind a crate. He's like, cover system, right? And then he just hops down and kicks the crap out of all the guys.
My favorite part was when he shouts back, he's like, "You, sir, and your crate are safe."
Yes, you and your crate are safe.
Yeah, that game looked like a lot of fun last year, and I'm glad that it still looks ridiculous.
Yeah, now that we can see more gameplay.
Yeah.
It's exciting.
Did it get a release date?
Yeah, I don't remember. I am pretty excited though.
Yeah, it
Oh,
looks good.
Fable Legends, I'm also
Oh,
excited about.
looks excellent. I'm
The
so excited.
characters look awesome.
They
They're all
sound
very
awesome.
tropey. They sound hilarious,
Yeah.
comical in a very Fable style.
It's amazing.
And the whole you can play four player co-op plus one person playing the evil mastermind villain.
Seems pretty cool, although I know what would happen. Because they say, like, they show a villain putting a couple, monsters in and whatnot. No, I'm spamming the whole corner you're about to round with monsters. I don't even care.
That's rude.
Yeah, but that's how you would play, though, right?
Yeah. Like a DM that's out to murder the party.
Exactly. It's like a storyteller of Call of Cthulhu. They're trying to kill you.
Grand Theft Auto 5 is being brought to PC, Xbox One, and PS4. Is any of us surprised?
No, but I can
No.
say, finally.
Yeah. Now I can finally play it.
Yeah, I want it on my PC. I mean, my PC is probably going to explode as soon as I walk in the door with it, but
We'll play it on
still,
Maxbone.
still want it. Yeah, you should play on PC so we can play multiplayer.
Oh yeah, I'm playing on PC.
Yeah, that's right. We're gonna go flying helicopters into each other.
Oh yeah.
That's really all I want to do with multiplayer is to find a bunch of planes and helicopters and trucks and whatnot and just run them into each other. Because that's fun. That's what multiplayer is all about.
And Far Cry 4, Troy Baker is going to be the voice of the villain, which means that the villain's just going to be awesome because Troy Baker is one of the best voice actors in gaming
He's
and everything.
so excellent. And that trailer they showed for Far Cry just made me love that villain already.
Yeah.
I want that game. It's gonna be good.
Yeah. It's going to be great. The Destiny is kind of favoring PS4. The alpha beta are going to be PS4 first.
And PS4 is going to have a Destiny bundle with an all-white PS4.
Yeah, it's also going to have all the add-ons and stuff on the PS4 first.
That's, I think, is that the only game that has the like DLC PS4 first? Because a lot of the other games I've heard that are already going to have DLC announced are going for the Xbox first.
Yeah, but a lot of games are going to have a beta on the PS4 first for some reason. Except Evolve. Evolve is going to have a beta on the Xbox One. Evolve we haven't mentioned at all. That gets an honorable mention in my list. It's
It
from
looks
the
great.
creators of Left 4 Dead. It's like four on one, and one person is a boss monster.
It looks terrifyingly amazing.
You can play as a flying kraken monster.
Which you know you want to do.
Yes.
Yeah, that game looks really good. Do any of us own a PS4?
No.
Or I guess you said it was on the Xbox, eh?
Yeah, it'll be on the Xbox. It's also gonna be on PC. I'm probably gonna get Evolve on the PC.
And then we can all multiplayer. Yeah!
Exactly.
But yeah, that looks really good.
Dead Island 2.
It had a great trailer. It was funny. I really liked it. It's same as Dead Island 1. Kill zombies. Yay! But apparently, and I find this really odd, Dead Island 2 has an integration with Diablo 3. Let that sink in for a second. Diablo 3. Apparently, you're going to be able to fight Dead Island zombies in Diablo 3 when Dead Island 2 launches. I don't know how. I don't know what. I don't even get it.
But whatever.
Secret zombie level?
Moo. Moo. Moo.
Moo. Oh my god. I love that. The cow level, or the rainbow level in Diablo 3, is slightly nauseating.
No Man's Sky. Space battles and dinosaurs.
Yep.
I missed this one.
It's a game where you have like interstellar space battles, like I wrote there. And you can go to different planets, and different planets have dinosaurs and whatnot. It seems like an exploration. I didn't see much of it, so I just thought it looked interesting from what I saw. I might be completely wrong about what it is exactly. Who knows? Well, I'm sure the creators know, but I don't.
And Grim Fandango remastered.
Yep.
I always thought that was a cool looking game. It looked all nice, cool, stylized, but I've never actually played it.
I haven't either. Like the name, I didn't see the Sony conference, so when it was announced and people around me were like, "Oh my god, Grim Fandango," I was like, "What?" I had to look it up, and then I remembered, "Oh, that game. Yeah, okay, cool. It's remastered." Apparently, it's going to the PS4 remastered, and in the future it might go to the PC as well.
Sweet.
Might.
I think that's all I have for games. That's a lot.
Yeah.
There is even more, so check it out. Oh, there's the Mortal Kombat 10, which is going to be great. Some more stuff on Shadow of Mordor.
Also looks cool.
Yeah.
What was that?
There's one more thing that I forgot to put in the notes. Probably just the War Machine Tactics Kickstarter thing. It was at E3, and they showed some of the progress, and it looks pretty cool.
Yeah.
I like cool things. Also, just going to dig this in. The current funding for Star Citizen is $46 million.
That's amazingly disgusting. I don't even...
million. It's almost to its next stretch goal of $47 million.
How do they keep getting this much money?
I don't know.
You would think that their pool of people who are interested in buying the game or backing the game would have run dry by now.
Apparently not. All right. Now, moving on to comics. This is one of the first times I've put comics into the comic news.
This is usually Simon's territory.
Yeah,
and
usually Simon's territory.
I'm not... I like comics, but I don't keep up with comic book news, so I have no idea what's going on.
It is hard to keep up with comic book news. That's why Simon does. I've only started buying singles now. And that was for, like, one limited run.
I much prefer the big library collections.
Yeah, me too. So we'll start with my news that I put in. For the 100th anniversary of Spider-Man comic, Kingpin gets the Venom symbiote.
Whoa.
And it looks awesome.
I'm going to look at this link right now. Spider-Man's 100?
I don't know. That's what it says.
Oh, dear Jeebus, this guy. This picture's amazing.
Yeah, so that's the Kingpin. And he's going to be covered in Venom symbiote. It looks awesome. I don't understand anything else other than that.
He is one big buff Venom. Oh my god.
You are one ugly mother. And then the next bit, I'm assuming Simon put this stuff in. So I'll just read it.
Probably a good idea.
Viz, manga publisher, titles such as Dragon Ball, Naruto, and Bleach, now on Comixology. Okay. Deathlock, coming in October.
Oh, so Comixology is where you can get digital downloads for comics.
Hooray!
So Viz is now available for you in the digital platform. Yeah! That's actually brilliant. Oh no, I should get out of this website. I'm gonna buy things. Stop. Okay. Continue, please.
Deathlock returns in October. I don't know what that means.
Deathlock returns in October.
Yeah.
No, it says coming. Is Deathlock coming? Oh, but the URL says returns. Is he coming or is he returning?
Whoa, he's going to be appearing in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. series as well. Whoever this man is. This man, Deathlock.
He's got a lot of guns and a shiny red eye.
And IDW starting a Judge Anderson series in August. Judge Anderson. Oh, it's from the Judge Dredd. Right.
Dun, dun, dun. That's something you like.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I really like Judge Dredd. Well, I like the movie. That was fun.
Cool. I think it's just that psychic chick. Which is cool. That is it.
We did it.
It's a podcast.
Podcast.
Dun,
dun, dun. I've ruined it for you. Don't worry, Simon's coming back next week, I hope.
Nah, you were better than Simon. Except for the... You don't know how to edit and record. If you learn that, I'll replace you.
Well, I probably won't learn that, because I like Simon on this podcast. Maybe I should just replace you. I don't know how to edit it either.
Oh no, you can't replace me. I'm invaluable.
Next week is the Simon and Rachel show.
So you can find us on Twitter at Geekly News. You can find me on Twitter at DUP3, which means dupe, and the leap. And Rachel?
Hi.
You tweet her, right?
I have a Twitter. I don't really use it, though.
That's good enough.
Well, just send a... Well, I doubt anyone's actually listening. Huh. I'll listen to it tomorrow, don't worry. If anybody has questions that involve me, they can just message you.
All right. And if you want to message me about something that Rachel said that you took offense to, you can email us.
Go right for the fact that I offended somebody.
feedback@geeklynews.com.
You're upset about the Sims comment, aren't you?
I am. I'm going to send feedback@geeklynews.com an angry message entitled, Rachel's Mean and Very Sexist. And then Andrew will read this comment, and he will go, yes, you're right.
And then Rachel will tell Simon what Andrew did, and Simon will slap Andrew.
What a life we lead.
You're
you can also find us on Facebook at facebook.com/geeklynews. We're also on iTunes. Please give us 5 stars and leave us comments. You can leave a nasty comment. Just rate 5 stars.
The show sucks. Sucks? The show sucks. Apparently I've not slept in a while.
Yeah, this show can suck as much as you think. Just give it 5 stars.
Maybe 5 moons.
5 moons. 5 moons and 5 suns.
By the moons and suns, your show sucks.
By the old gods and the new.
By the maker. Oh, merciful Telu.
Merciful Telu.
Let's name all the fictional gods that we praise. We're cool.
I can't think of any more. The all-powerful Force. Be with you.
Do you praise the Force? I don't think you praise the Force.
I think you do.
It is. It is there.
Yeah. Might as well praise it.
Yeah, let's praise the Force, guys. Everybody praise the Force. May it be with you.
Excellent. Well, that was the podcast. Until next time, I've been Andrew.
And I've been Rachel. Because I know you've always wanted to do that for about 9 weeks now.
I'm so excited. Rachel, you're my favorite. You can come back anytime.
I just want to come back for Dragon Age. You know that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks for listening.
Yay!
Yay! Gonna press the stop button on the thing. I might as well make an outro song because I don't know how to edit. La la la. Outro.
Dear Simon, I am so sorry you have to listen to this. Please.
Outro.
Please never work on a Thursday again.
This is my outro song.
Dear Simon, we really, really need you.
Please don't leave us again.
Simon, you're our only hope.
Help me, Simon. I don't know.
You're my only hope with editing.
We can just keep this ending going on forever.
Well, eventually, I hope you know how to edit at least a little bit. At least to change where the end is.
Maybe.
One day.
I don't even know how long this has been going on for.
Only about an hour. You're getting closer and closer to your hour mark.
It's about an hour.
Cross the internet, high five.
Talk an hour, have like half hour ending.
Simon comes on tomorrow and he's like, why is the podcast 3 hours long? It was an hour podcast at a 2 hour ending.
Yeah, somehow we made it at our actual like time limit, and we had more to talk about. You don't segue enough, Rachel.
What? Why don't? Just keep talking.
Okay. It's probably better this way.
What you should do is one day is when Simon's back, have Simon, you, and me, we'll segue forever.
Yeah, we will. I think it's Simon that does a segue. I'll blame Simon.
It is Simon. I can segue off Simon's conversations all the time because he's all over the place occasionally. We love you, Simon.
Man, I can't believe we got through all this list.
Yeah.
I'll probably cut this out. If I can.
So. My God. Andrew.
I'll probably hit stop record soon.
Like now, please? Come on.